It's time for our documentary of the week from Tom Powers and Rafaela Nehausen, co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival and the Pure Nonfiction Podcast. Here's Tom with this week's pick.
Those who will not live by the law shall die by the law.
The Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston has long been a staple of Easter weekend. Now a new documentary brings a different take on the commandments. It follows a group called the Satanic Temple, whose members dabble in pagan worship, social action, and political provocation. Lucian Greaves is the co-founder.
What we want to do is force people to evaluate their notions of the United States being a Christian nation. It's not. We're a secular nation. We are supposed to be a democratic, pluralistic nation. We are supposed to be a nation that doesn't allow the government to dictate what is appropriate religious expression.
The documentary, Hail Satan, follows the satiric antics of the Satanic Temple. When state governments start erecting statues of the Ten Commandments, the temple commissions its own devilish statue. Fox News responds with outrage.
Artifacts on public property.
They should be able to put the statue up, and then they should be shot right next to it, and then we take it down.
So violence.
Filmmaker Penny Lane captures both the comic and the serious sides of the story. She interviews a wide range of satanic followers who hold varying beliefs but share a rebellious spirit. Artist Jex Blackmore founded the temple's Detroit chapter.
If you're godless, free-thinking, and a rebel, then you are a Satanist in the eyes of many in our community and society, and certainly by people in your government, whether you like it or not.
The title, Hail Satan, ends in a question mark. That's fitting for a film that inspires a spirit of free inquiry. The film opens this week in theaters. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.
Satan never sleeps. He walks behind you